Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is so cold this morning. Thank you for joining the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett. Sorry, I'm a little late getting on the show this morning. You know what? All of a sudden, I just started coughing, choking uncontrollably. As you can see, I have a very hoarse voice this morning, so I'm really struggling to get that voice out there. But anyway, can you believe it? Our last show for the year 2015. I cannot believe, like the old song used to say, hey, where did the time go? And let me tell you, this year went by and it was a great year, but it went up a lion. Did everybody feel it? And did you have a beautiful, beautiful Christmas time? One thing I noticed this year, I know happy holidays is always appropriate, but did you notice this year I heard more people say Merry Christmas than I've ever heard before in years? Normally it's happy holidays, season's greetings, all of that verbally. This year I flat out heard Feliz Navidad. I heard people say happy Kwanzaa. I heard people say happy Hanukkah. I heard people say Merry Christmas. I mean, and it was all acceptable. And I thought, isn't that a beautiful thing? So we all get it. All right. Anyway, I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. Are you still stuffed from Christmas? Ooh, I am stuffed from Christmas. Did everybody pick up a few pounds? I know I certainly did. And you know what? It's all good. I'll worry about getting rid of the extra pounds in January. Right now, I'm just going to continue to enjoy my holiday vacation. And did you catch a movie this weekend? If you caught one of these top 10 movies, as they say, you were in the loop. Number one, no surprise, this week and last week, Star Wars, The Force Awakens. My goodness, the money out the door with this movie. Over $153 million just this weekend alone, let alone what it made before, and let alone what it's making in the advertisement. It's on the car commercials. It's on the toy commercials. It's on the food commercials. I am so sorry. Pardon me. I sneezed right in the middle. Told you, one of those winter colds. Again, I apologize for that. Oh, I'll just say, bless me, bless myself. All right. Number two, Daddy's Home. Wow, that one made this weekend alone over $38 million, and that is the first week out for that. So very good for that one. And number three, Joy, and that one made over $17 million. And, of course, Joy stars Jennifer Lawrence. Fabulous actress, gorgeous actress, and of course it has Robert De Niro. Anytime you have Robert De Niro in something, it's going to do good. The reviews are so good with this movie, so I don't know. I'm going to go see it there. Number four, Sisters. Of course, that is the Tina Fey movie there, and that one made over $13 million. But last week, Sisters came in at number three. I'm telling you, once the new movies come out, the other ones just get pushed around, except for Star Wars. Of course, it's going to be there for a long time. Number five, Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Trip. Now, this week, it's five. Last week, it was number two, made just about $13 million there. Number six, Concessions, 2015, made $11 million there. Number seven, The Big Short, I can't see. Oh, boy, that's terrible. The Big Short made, $11 million there. A little bit over $10.5 million there, not bad. Number eight, Point Break, 2015. First week out, that one looks so good. I'll probably end up seeing that one. And that one made just a smidgen over $10 million. Number nine, it's still there in the running, The Hunger Games, Martin J. Part 2, of course. Now, The Hunger Games, that one made just about $5.5 million, not bad at all. But, of course, The Hunger Games also stars Jennifer Lawrence. So Two of her movies are in the top 10, and The Hunger Games have been around for a long time, been in the top 10 for a long time. And number 10, Creed. And, of course, that one stars Sylvester Stallone, made just about $5 million there. Not bad at all, but can you believe Creed is 10 this week, but last week it was actually number 5. So not bad at all. Uh-oh, some Hollywood, fun Hollywood gossip. If you are a fan of the TV series Pretty Little Liars, well, this is season 7. I'm just reading the headlines. It looks like this is going to be the last season for Pretty Little Liars. I don't know. If you like it, well, you better find something new to watch after the season. It's a really good show. I tell you, it really gets in there and it gets my attention. It makes me watch it each week. So who's doing the lie in the show? It's so good, so well written. But anyway, Pretty Little Liars, will this be the last season? Hollywood Fun Gossip says it's about to go bye-bye on that one. Moving on to some Justin Bieber news. Well, always, is Justin with Selena Gomez? Is he with, not with Selena Gomez? I don't know. They're so cute. But anyway, did you see the picture of Justin Bieber on the internet when he had the picture of himself with Santa Claus? Oh, it was adorable when he had the old man, well, I should say the mature man, standing there in the photo. It was absolutely adorable. So it was all over the internet. Hope you saw it. All right, and remember, everything you hear is allegedly, Hollywood Fun Gossip and the movie reviews. If I'm wrong, let me give an apology. And then, of course, our condolences go out to Mr. William Guest's family. Remember Gladys Knight and the Pips? Sorry about that. Pips. Let me make sure I get that. Anyway, he was a singer, of course. He was 74 years old. Well, he passed away. He had a heart condition, which led to his passing. And I thought that was very, very sad. And he was one of the Pips. And what can I say? Our condolences go out right around the holidays, of course, too. He was allegedly a cousin of the great icon herself, Gladys Knight, one of the Pips. Another one has gone. So our condolences go out to his family and, of course, to family and friends and fans. Because, you know, we all did love Gladys Knight and the Pips. All right, I have to talk about this. New Year's resolution. Let me tell you, one of the top, there's a lot of New Year's resolutions that we all make. But here are some of the top ones. Okay, first of all, people always say, number 3, that they're going to, I'm just allegedly, I could be wrong, I could be right. They're always going to fix up their home. They're going to redecorate either the inside or the outside. Okay, that's the third biggest one. The second biggest one, everybody's going to save money. Everybody's going to save some money. All right, and then the first New Year's resolution, allegedly across the planet, everybody's going to lose weight. Yep, that's what I heard. I'm just passing it along. You tell me what are your New Year's resolutions. I've kind of given up. I always do that weight thing, and I always start off real good. And then as summer comes, I don't know, sometimes I kind of slack off. But this year, I started early. So I jumped on the game. So whatever your New Year's resolutions are going to be for 2016, I hope all your positive dreams come true. And remember, always try to make the world a better place. Be kind. You know how much energy it takes to be mean. And to be rude, I mean, to be mean, you really got to sit there and think about things and think about trying to, make the world an ugly place. And you know what? If you believe that the world is an ugly place, then you yourself must be ugly. So, hey, start with the man in the mirror. You heard Michael Jackson tell us that. And be kind to animals. Spay and neuter your pets. Don't forget, if you're in California, check out the Sam Sinai Foundation and the Actors and Others for Animals. Call your local vet. See if there's any type of programs to help you spay and neuter your animals. It's cold outside. bring them in, wrap those horses up. Better get Fluffy the cat. Bring Fluffy the cat on in, too, because it's cold. Don't forget to put a little bird feeder out there by the little bird. All right, everybody, Happy New Year. God bless you, and peace out for 2015. And I will see you next year. Okay, much love. Bye-bye.